is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Some changes to take place at an Ivy League school in New York City. CBS's Linda Kenyon with the latest.
Columbia's interim president says the university will conduct a thorough review of regional studies programs, starting with the Middle East. Columbia will also bar protests inside academic buildings and wearing face masks on campus to conceal one's identity. An exception would be made for those wearing face masks for health reasons. The Trump administration had pulled $400 million in research grants and threatened even more over the university's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza and calling them anti-Semitic, a label rejected by protesters. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The wife of Mahmoud Khalil speaks exclusively to CBS News Sunday morning about the federal agent's raid on their apartment in New Jersey, with allegations Khalil had spread Hamas propaganda during anti-Israel protests at Columbia University last year.
My husband was taken away from me in the middle of the night. It was one of the most terrifying times of my life. I don't think I've ever experienced anything scarier than that.
Noor Abdallah's husband is being detained in Louisiana. President Trump has revoked a Biden administration program that allowed more than 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to escape oppression in their homelands and come to the U.S. They now have 5 weeks to leave. Meantime, a federal judge has rebuked the Justice Department for ignoring his order to turn around two deportation flights to El Salvador last Saturday. CBS's Scott McFarland was in the courthouse.
Could be a dramatic showdown next week. The judge has scheduled the hearing, which could lead to a contempt finding if this defiance continues. It'd be tricky. The people signing their names to these court documents, the U.S. Attorney General herself and her top deputies.
Fire crews are busy from Texas to Florida and into the Carolinas fighting wind-driven wildfires. Brad Bramlett with the South Carolina Forestry Commission.
It seems like everything's under control, but then a big gust of wind can come by, grab a spark or an ember, and then throw it over into the woods, and then the high winds just takes it off, and all of a sudden you've got a wildfire.
Some progress is being made in the fight against the Miami-Dade, Florida wildfire, which has charred over 26,000 acres. It is now 50% contained. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz warns strikes against Hamas in Gaza will intensify, even more than we've seen in the past 4 days. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
These new strikes, they would be from the air, sea, and land, says Katz. He said that they could pressure Gazans, too, to move south and even start to transfer residents out of Gaza if anyone wants to on a voluntary basis. And this, though, is based on President Trump's proposal, which has been, of course, controversial.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy two Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Lowe's knows what makes SpringFest savings even better are member-only doorbuster deals. Right now, rewards members can save $40 on an Allen & Roth Chesler Gold Faucet. Was $99, now $59. Plus, save $110 on a Kobalt 40-volt battery trimmer and blower combo kit. Was $279, now $169. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 3/24, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Want to send something a little different to a special someone?
The parent company of Edible Arrangements, which ships out chocolate-dipped fruit bouquets, is getting into the pot business. Edible Brands is launching an e-commerce marketplace for hemp products like canned drinks and Wana gummies. It'll use its franchise network to make deliveries. The website, which provides quality and testing standards for THC and CBD, launched today in Texas. It's expected to roll out soon in Florida, Georgia, and other southeastern markets. There are plans to open brick-and-mortar locations as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Authorities say a woman was denied boarding with her pet at the Orlando airport because of a paperwork issue. So they say she went into the bathroom, drowned the miniature schnauzer, and then boarded her international flight. A janitor found the dog in a trash bag. The woman was arrested this week on a charge of aggravated animal abuse, a third-degree felony. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night.
It's 55 right now.
One touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
That's showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. Don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you
know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Yeah. Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
She passes by.
myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
Just my man.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Let me jump in.
News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Columbia University agrees to several policy changes following pressure from the White House.